It's time to be very specific about what conservatism means. So today I want to talk to you guys about a little bit of a drama thing that's happening within the conservative world. It doesn't really seem to be that big of a deal for me, but I want to make this a nuanced video, and I want to make sure that we handle this topically from both sides of the opinion, right? So for those of you that don't know, there is a popular conservative show that takes place on Instagram that's more like an e-news or Entertainment Tonight or something like that, called Poplitics. The host of Poplitics is a girl named Real Alex Clark on Instagram. Recently, I want to say a couple days ago, she posted something that was very controversial, and I was surprised at how stern the backlash was. I did not expect it, honestly. She posted a picture, and I'll just bring up the picture now, and I'll just show you what it looks like. So this is the picture. So pretty much all it says is Hot Girl Summer. This is what the big hubbub is about. It's this idea of not being a conservative enough, or, you know, being too free with your conservatism. Some people are saying that she claims to be a Christian. I don't know that for sure. But just the fact that that was brought up, I think, entitles me to speak into this a little bit and just discuss some of the opinions that are on this. Like I said, I want to create nuance here, and I want people to understand that when you're in a place of influence, when you're in a place of where a lot of people are looking at you, it's very easy to take these kinds of risks and miss. Now, some people are very upset. I mean, you can see some of the comments, you know, this is not what conservative women should be doing. There's a lot of talk like, oh, she claims to be a Christian, but she's not really exuding Christian values that daughters can look up to. I agree with those things 100%. I think that this picture is something that I'm honestly not surprised to see, right? This is, if you look at Poplitics and you look at this TPUSA show, this is kind of on brand for what they do, right? They do the very overly girly, very kind of cutesy imagery and graphics. I was actually talking about this with somebody on one of my podcasts, saying that the way that they brand their show is so incredibly unique, and it's one of the best branded shows in conservatism today, in my opinion. Now, where is the problem here, right? Because this picture itself is on the more tame side of things that I've seen within the conservative movement on Instagram. I've seen girls with guns and mini bikinis, you know, showing off their goodies. I've seen a lot of things, and, you know, there has been a lot worse. Alex Clark is somebody that's really respected and has created a lifestyle that most women want to be a part of, and then they're attracted to because it stands for their values, but also it shows their femininity and it showcases who they are as women, right? So when something like this happens, it's almost buying into this hot girl summer culture that the left has created, where women get to show off whatever they want and not hold any of the accountability, not hold any accountability for it or any of the responsibilities for their actions. I totally see that. But I want to talk about why this is happening. I'm not so much here going to do this video to pass a judgment on whether it's right or wrong or whether this is good or bad, right? I'm going to do what I always do with my content and try and bring it back to scripture and try and bring it back to Christianity and showcase not necessarily how this is wrong, because we can find a verse for that and we could talk about, you know, modesty and all of these things which have been talked about. I want to talk about something different. I want to talk about the phenomenon of influencer status, right? I want to talk about why she's being held to such a higher standard than, you know, Fit Patriot Babe 24, you know, on Instagram, just some random girl that's posting all of these like very lewd images, but she's got an American flag on, so her follower count goes through the roof. And I've been talking about this problem that we have in conservatism, where we give women a special platform because we like the way that they look instead of liking the things that they say and the way that they behave, right? So let's talk about the phenomenon. There's a verse that I want to bring up that's very specific to this. So the book of James is what comes to mind instantly. The book of James is kind of, for me, what I go to every now and then just to refresh what my life should be like as a Christian, right? What should I be aspiring to? This is like the 101 of Christianity, this book, in my opinion. It teaches you how to behave, how to think, how to conduct yourself, what you should be thinking about different things. And for me, that is a super helpful thing when it comes to walking this very rigid life of Christianity, because it's not easy. So let me start here. James 3 verse 1. Not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. Let's pause there. Alex Clark has been at the head of a movement for women for the past couple years. And because of that, she's held to a high esteem, right? She's held to a high regard in the things that she says and the way that she conducts herself. It's not easy. And I'm here to say, like, I'm the first one to admit, like, the small amount of attention that I get from this channel and from Instagram, I can tell you it must exponentially grow from here, because going from somebody that's not in this political world at all, I could pretty much post whatever I want. But I posted a picture with a cigar once, and I had people DMing me about it and messaging me about it for weeks. So I understand where this is coming from, even though, you know, Charles Spurgeon himself smokes cigars, A.W. Tozer smokes cigars, C.S. Lewis smokes cigars. Like, even though all of these big thinkers and theologians, some of the greatest theologians in the world, were fans of a pipe and the cigar, if I post a picture of it, it's somehow a sin, or I'm somehow causing other people to stumble. And this is why, right? So it says, not many of you should become teachers. This is pretty much saying, not a lot of you could handle all the things that Alex Clark is dealing with. Not a lot of you could. My fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. We all stumble in many ways. That's depravity. That's the first thing that I want to talk about here. Who are we to set this standard for Alex Clark to live up to as a conservative in our eyes? Right? We need to say, all right, can I analyze myself and say I actually abide by these quote unquote conservatism guidelines before I start calling out Alex Clark and saying this and that? Mind you, this is not a defense. I'm just trying to help contextualize all this and showcase why this is all happening in the movement. And I want to talk about a little later cancel culture and all that. Anyone who is never at fault in what they say is perfect, able to keep their whole body in check. Let me ask you something. Do you know anybody who is never at fault with anything they say? Who is perfect and able to keep their whole body in check? I don't know anybody. I think the only person, and this is going to sound cliche, but is Jesus. And I think that's the point that James is making here. Mind you, James is a brother of Jesus. When we put bits into the mouth of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and driven by strong winds, they are steered by very small rudders wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course for one's life on fire, and it is itself set on fire by hell. That's a dramatic ending to that verse. That's not where I thought that was going to go. But this is what I'm saying, and this is to people who disagree with what Alex posted. This is your proof, right? This is what you can look to as far as the word is concerned. There's a lot. One small decision when it comes to where the way you hold your testimony or the way you hold your witness as a Christian, one small chink in that armor will make you feel or make the world look like you've gone in an opposite direction. I've seen it happen to me. I've seen it happen to friends of mine. And it's not so much that the mistake is small. It's that a small mistake leads to a bigger one, to the point where we end up like our friend Pastor Carl Lentz, right? And I'm not comparing Alex Clark with Carl Lentz. I'm saying that continuing this road, it could get there unless something changes. Now, this is something that we have to put into check with conservatives right now. And we have to think to ourselves, are we going to hold ourselves to a social conservatism, or is the conservative movement just an America first, anti-immigration, economics movement? Which one is it? Because if it's not a social conservative thing, then what are we conserving? And that's something I've been asking myself a lot. What values and principles and behaviors are we conserving as conservatives? Because It doesn't seem, and I've said this on another video, it doesn't seem like the LGBTQ thing is something that we're conserving. It doesn't seem like Christianity is something that we're conserving. It doesn't seem like being modest and being well established as a person is something that we're conserving anymore. So then what is it? What is this movement to become first in economics and first in innovation and capitalism? Because those things are great, but they're ultimately linked to morality. So we have to decide, where are we pulling our morality from? This isn't an attack on Alex Clark. I actually have a lot of respect for her and her team. Like I said, I think they're one of the best shows out right now for conservatives. But I want you guys to notice why it's happening. I want you guys to notice what's going on and what the context is around this, right? We as people who are watching her content, we as people who are admiring her work, are looking at her like a teacher. We're looking at her like somebody who's going to influence a movement. And because of that, we've set a standard on her. Because of that, we've put her in a place where she can move people's opinions, right? Now what we would call it is an influencer, but back then it was called a teacher in the word. So we have to think to ourselves, what we have to put ourselves constantly into check and say, how much am I going to let somebody else, regardless of who it is, affect what I believe about Christianity and what I believe about all these things? I think this is where it takes a turn into cancel culture and why I think that the right is starting to embrace this cancel culture, because what I'm seeing now is people saying, I disagree with that picture. This is not conservative. You're not being a good example. Also, I'm unfollowing you. Also, I'm canceling you. Also, this isn't okay, right? To an extent, it's holding her accountable. But then to another extent, it's showing that we're going to take the people that are the most influential and tell them if they mess up once, if they don't agree with us in one place, then they are off the reservation. They are not allowed here. And I don't think that's right either. So my defense of Alex Clark is, I don't agree with what she did, but I don't think that she's like a fake conservative. I don't think that she truly believes the hot girl summer thing. I don't think that those are representative of her worldview. And because of that, I kind of give her the benefit of the doubt. She just wanted to post a cool picture. I get it. And in this game of social media where clicks and views and clickbait are currency, of course I can see why she would post it. You know, and shocking things get good reactions, like videos like this. So now it brings even more attention to her brand, right? But not like I'm doing her any favors. But here's the thing. I want you guys to think about this carefully in your own lives. What is it that you guys look at and say, oh, that has a huge influence over me, or oh, I want to follow that? And I want you to just remember that there is nothing, there's nobody that speaks perfectly. There is nobody that says things perfectly. And because of that, not only do we have to hold our teachers to a high standard, but when they mess up, we don't cancel them. We don't turn them off. We just disagree, hold accountable, and continue to support. Because who knows? Maybe come here from here to next year, you know, the Alex Clark will be a completely different person. And we want to be able to have her take this journey. We want to be able to have her grow and to expand and to create, because there's things that she's done for the conservative movement that nobody else has done. Nobody else has been able to gather women as she has and teach them a lifestyle which is conservatism. Sure, this was a lapse in judgment, in my opinion. But who doesn't have a lapse in judgment? You know, I've posted things that I regret. It's life. So I think we need to kind of sit back and be like, all right, not everybody's out to destroy us as far as conservatism goes and destroy our values and this and that. These people are obviously on our side, and we just need to give them the benefit of the doubt sometimes. So that's my ultimate thing. The cancel culture thing is something we really, really need to be careful about on the right, because we don't want it to come back around to us like it always does. So just be weary of that. That's all I have to say on the subject. I thought it was worth a video. But let me know what you guys think. And let me know any other things you want me to cover, any other topics and stuff or guests you want me to have on. And I'd be glad to have them on. Also, if you guys are looking to support the channel, if you like what I'm doing, just hit a like, thumbs up, subscribe, drop a comment, or if you would like to take it even further, I have a Patreon, patreon.com/angelkiros. The link is always in the description. You can subscribe there and you can sign up as little or as much as you want, pledge a little bit and I will have extended interviews with all my guests on there. I'll do personal videos for you guys, all that kind of cool stuff. So whatever it is that you can do, just do that, and more than appreciate it. Thank you guys for watching. My name is Angel. See you later.